place with 1,405 points is Tin Man. In third place with 1,460 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. And tied for first place with 1,650 points is Dad's Computers, 35 Years of Trivia, and Festivus for the Rest of Us. Here are the point values for questions in hour 10. Question 1 is worth 30 points. Question 2 is worth 25 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 15 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. Question 8 is worth 10 points. And question 9 is worth 15 points. And 10 is worth 15 points. Again, that's question 1 is worth 30 points. Question 2 is worth 25 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 15 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. Question 8 is worth 10 points. Question 9 is worth 15 points. And question 10 is worth 15 points. Question 1 of hour 12. What does big screen character John Connor tell Terminator to do, proving that Terminator will do whatever Connor tells him to do? Question 1 of hour 12. What does big screen character John Connor tell Terminator to do, proving that Terminator will do whatever Connor tells him to do?
Trivia 44 and Connor Godfrey.
Hour 12, question 1. What does big screen character John Connor tell Terminator to do, proving that Terminator will do whatever Connor tells him to do?
Dum, 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 dum.
Only the There goes my heart. They're gone forever. So far apart. But only the lonely know why I cry. Only the lonely.
Phones down in the back. That's the end of Hour 12. Question 1. What does big screen character John Connor tell Terminator to do, proving that Terminator will do whatever Connor tells him to do? The answer, lift one leg. Hour 12, question number 2. It's always rewarding when we can learn from television commercials. Recently, we were shown the factory where the meat used at Subway was sliced. What is the first and last name of the person who showed us this factory? Hour 12, question number 2. It's always rewarding when we can learn from television commercials. Recently, we were shown the factory where the meat used at Subway was sliced. What is the first and last name of the person who showed us this factory? Good luck, trivia players.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange.
Hour 12, question number 2. It's always rewarding when we can learn from television commercials. Recently, we were shown the factory where the meat used at Subway was sliced. What is the first and last name of the person who showed us this factory?
Highly, high, low, high, left, up, up, highly, high, low, high, left. highly high, low high, left up up, highly high, low high, left.
Oh, I was left,
left,
right,
right,
out of your arms. Oh, I was left,
left,
right,
right,
out of your charms. My heart said eyes, right,
right,
right from the start. Now I am left, right,
right, left,
out of your heart. Oh, you were such a cute marine, I really was impressed. You said of all the girls you knew that you liked me the best. I gave you all my kisses, surrendered all my charms. But time revealed you played the field, and darling, I was left,
left,
right,
right,
out of your arms. Oh, I was left,
left,
right,
right,
out of your charms. My heart said eyes, right,
right,
right from the start. Now I am left, right,
right, left,
out of your heart. You said you'd look me up, up, up when you got back to town. But when you hit the city, all you did was look around. I caught you with the redhead, and baby, though you said you were merely warming up for me, I figured I was left,
right,
right, out of your arms. Oh, I was left,
right,
right, out of your charms. My heart said eyes, right,
right,
right from the start. Now I am left,
right,
on the telephone and said, now Susie dear, you're being mighty silly in believing all you hear. You know I love you only, so Susie save your breath. But since my name was Cindy Lou, I figured I was left,
right,
right, out of your arms. Oh, I was left,
right,
right, out of your charms. My heart said eyes,
right,
right from the start. Now I am left,
right,
out of your heart. Up, 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 highly, high, low, high, left.
Highly, high, low, high, left, up, up, highly, high, low, high, left. Highly, high, low, high, left, up, up, highly, high, low, high, left.
Phones down in the back, phones down in the back. That's the end of hour 12. Question number two. It's always rewarding when we can learn from television commercials. Recently, we were shown the factory where this meat used at Subway was sliced. What is the first and last name of the person who showed us this factory? The answer, Bo Deedle. The answer, Bo Deedle.
Good evening. Morning. Hi, good morning.
It is now morning, yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Isn't it fun to stay up late?
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to thank some people here for food contributions this shift.
Great.
Pepsi-Cola Bottlers of Wisconsin Rapids, 2430 Jefferson Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Cops Foods, 1500 Pinecrest Avenue in Stevens Point, 715-344-2290. And Cellcom Cellular on Division Street in Stevens Point, 3341. Yes, I knew what the number was. I didn't write it all down. Okay, and question number one of this hour, where we said lift one leg, it's the same as stand on one leg. We accepted both, okay? And also in this group of fine telephone operators back there, Dr. Bob's budding botanists, what a great group, and they've all been very, very wonderful.
Nice.
And I think that Bob should give them all A's for the semester. But he doesn't pay any attention to me, just like the rest of the world. So that's that. And that's that. So let's see. I don't have anything else to say except keep playing.
Awesome. All right. Hour 12, question number 3. In what fictional city would you find fictional shrink Dr. Everything Will Be All Right? Hour 12, question number 3. In what fictional city would you find fictional shrink Dr. Everything Will Be All Right? Good luck, trivia players.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had
nothing to live for. Look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on a dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on a dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. This 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Hour 12, question number 3. In what fictional city would you find fictional shrink Dr. Everything Will Be All Right?
Has a beard. The picture has a mustache. You come into me with that soulful look on your face. Come in looking like you never ever done one wrong thing. Has a fear.
Phones down in the back, phones down in the back. Hour 12, question number 3. In what fictional city would you find fictional shrink Dr. Everything Will Be All Right? The answer, Beverly Hills. The answer, Beverly Hills. Hour 12, question number 4. According to a comic strip character, what is the definition of the word shootinking? Hour 12, question number 4. According to a comic strip character, what is the definition of the word shootinking? Good luck, trivia players.
Okay, phones down out back. Phones down in the back room. Hand these answer sheets forward. Hand the answer sheets forward. We're going to start this question over. We're going to... I want the word is different. Let me read the question
okay.
here for you. And then you... Because I didn't prompt you on how to say that word. According to a comic strip character, what is the definition of the word shatinking? Okay, question for hour 12. According to a comic strip character, what is the definition of the word shatinking?
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Go ahead with that and go.
Hour 12, question number 4. According to a comic strip character, what is the definition of the word shatinking?
Well, all I want is party dolls. Come along with me if we're feeling wild. To be ever loving, true and fair. To run her fingers through my hair. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. I wanna have a party with you. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. I'll make love to you, to you. I'll make love to you. Party doll,
to be with them, but when he's feeling wild, to be a loving, true and fair, to run her finger through his hair, to run her finger through his hair. Come along and be my hearty doll. Come along and be my hearty doll. Come along and be my hearty doll.
Phones down in the back. That's the end of hour 12. Question number 4. According to a comic strip character, what is the definition of the word shatinking? The answer, thinking with my eyes shut. The answer, thinking with my eyes shut. Hour 12. Question number 5. What is the password Agent K uses to get into the factory? Hour 12. Question number 5. What is the password which Agent K uses to get into the factory?
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. There's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me.
Question number 5, what is the password which Agent K uses to get into the factory?
Whenever I chance to meet some old friends on the street, they wonder how does a man get to be this way. I've always got a smiling face, anytime and any place, and every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone.
an angel good morning, and love her like the devil when you get back home. Well, people may try to guess the secret of a happiness, but some of them never learn it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love, and the answer is in this song that I always sing. You've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home.
Phones down in the back, phones down in the back. That's the end of hour 12. Question number 5. What is the password which Agent K uses to get into the factory? The answer, Janis Joplin. The answer, Janis Joplin.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the Trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. For non-emergencies, urgent care may be your best option. Find hours and information for the Plover Urgent Care Department at ministryhealth.org. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local. And success. Everybody wants it. With the right tools and opportunities, you can achieve it. The time is right. The time is now. It's success-inspired. Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. Visit TravelGuard.com today.
Hour 12, question number 6. Speaking of politically incorrect and factory work, what is the first and last name of the animated head of household who works on an assembly line, screwing lids on jars using his teeth? Hour 12, question number 6. Speaking of politically incorrect and factory work, what is the first and last name of the animated head of household who works on an assembly line, screwing lids on jars, and using his teeth?
Her name is Short Fat Fanny. One day while I was visiting at Heartbreak Hotel, that's where I met Fanny, and she sure looked well. I told her that I loved her, I never leave. She put her arm around me, gave me fever. She's my tootie booty, I love the child so. She wants me like a hound dog everywhere I go. Whenever I'm around, I'm on my P's and Q's. Step on my blue suede shoes. Well, at a honky-tonk party just the other night, Fanny got jealous and she started a fight. Because I was dancing with Mary Lou, I had to call Jim Dandy to the rescue. Short Fat Fanny, she's my heart's desire. Short Fat Fanny, sets my soul on fire. On Monday we were married on Blueberry Hill. Now we so happy and I love her still. Step on my blue suede shoes. Well, at a honky-tonk party just the other night, Fanny got jealous and she started a fight. Because I was dancing with Mary Lou, I had to call Jim Dandy to the rescue.
12, question number 6. Speaking of politically incorrect and factory work, what is the first and last name of the animated head of the household who works on an assembly line screwing lids on jars using his teeth? Down in the back, phones down in the back. Hour 12, question number 6. Speaking of politically incorrect and factory work, what is the first and last name of the animated head of a household who works on an assembly line screwing lids on jars using his teeth? Answer, Bob Oblong. The answer, Bob Oblong. Hour 12, question number 7. While taking a course at a university, a woman recommended playing field hockey rather than the suggested activities of drop the handkerchief and musical chairs for exercise. She went on to become an instrumental in developing the sport of field hockey in the United States. What is the first and last name of this sports pioneer? Hour 12, question number 7. While taking a course at a university, a woman recommended playing field hockey rather than the suggested activities of drop the handkerchief and musical chairs for exercise. She went on to become instrumental in developing the sport of field hockey in the United States. What is the first and last name of this sports pioneer? Hour 12, question number 7. While taking a course at a university, a woman recommended playing field hockey rather than the suggested activities of drop the handkerchief and musical chairs for exercise. She went on to become instrumental in developing the sport of field hockey in the United States. What is the first and last name of this sports pioneer? Phones down in the back. Hour 12, question number 7. While taking a course at a university, a woman recommended playing field hockey rather than the suggested activities of drop the handkerchief and musical chairs for exercise. She went on to become instrumental in developing the sport of field hockey in the United States. What is the first and last name of this sports pioneer? The answer, Constance Appleby. Hour 12, question number 8. What is the name of the fictional game show which includes the following participants? Brian Bone, Izzy Immune, and Molly Muscle. Hour 12, question number 8. What is the name of the fictional game show which includes the following participants? Brian Bone, Izzy Immune, and Molly Muscle. Good luck, trivia players.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that heartbreak hotel. So lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be just so lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. I'll be so lonely, baby. I'll be so lonely, they could die.
and be so lonely they could die.
Hour 12, question number 8. What is the name of the fictional game show which includes the following participants? Brian Bone, Izzy Immune, and Molly Muscle. Down in the back, phones down in the back. Hour 12, question number 8. What is the name of the fictional game show which includes the following participants? Brian Bone, Izzy Immune, and Molly Muscle. The answer, Who's New in the Fridge? The answer, Who's New in the Fridge?
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable Pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Welcome home. Our newest family medicine clinic on Hoover Road is now open and accepting new patients, featuring extended hours that meet your family's busy schedule at ministryhealth.org. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association will remind you to buy local. And to succeed in today's world, you need a plan. At Travel Guard, we offer employees the tools and opportunities to achieve. It's success inspired. Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. Visit TravelGuard.com today.
Good morning. With 90FM News, I'm Christina Luna. Some folks in Britain and the United States are quarreling over who has the world's smallest park. But it's all in fun. The rivals are Mill Ends Park in Portland and Prince's Park in Burntwood, north of Birmingham. The Portland Park is a circle 2 feet in diameter with some soil and plants in it. Burntwood's Park is much larger, 15 feet by 30 feet. A British sports management company says Portland's park isn't even a real park. Portlanders are defending their park. Someone has even left a toy soldier in the park to guard it. The two Brits who started this say they have no intention of asking Guinness to take away Portland's title. They launched the faux fraud to drum up publicity for a charity event. I'll have a look at Central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital on Highway 10 East, with over 30 years of care to pets and their owners. Our compassionate staff provides quality medicine and surgery to help you with all your small animal concerns. Now offering ultrasound. What's up, Doc?
In Central Wisconsin weather, it's 21 degrees. I'll have the top five teams, the point values from Hour 11 and Question 1 of Hour 13 of Trivia 44 after Trivia Focus.
Where's the Trivia Focus? There's always supposed to be a Trivia Focus.
Hey, Doc, this is John Yonke from 90FM. Would you like to do Trivia Focus?
Certainly we would.
What is your team name?
We are a team. Never trust the baby with a mustache.
And how did your team get that name?
Well, we were hiking through the Andes and actually backpacking. And we came across a mustache baby who led us astray, and we fell down a cliff, and we've never trusted them since.
I can understand that. Which Looney Tunes character best describes your team, and why?
That'd be Yosemite Sam, because of the mustache.
On a scale of 1 to 5, how afraid of the dark are you?
1 to 5? Let's go all the way up to 11.
What is the overall state of your team right now?
Middling.
Can you give me your best Porky the Pig impersonation?
That's all, folks. Bidi-bidi-bidi.
All right, so once artificial intelligence takes over most of the world, will you fight on the side of humanity or submit to your new machine overlords?
I don't think we'll have much of a choice, but let's go overlords.
What is your strategy for this year?
I think it's pretty much we're just letting people be casual, a little bit of nudity here and there. Otherwise, just letting people be free.
Golden. All right. Many people think Acme stands for a company that makes everything. What does it really stand for?
We are under the distinct impression that it's Latin for pretty hot old guy.
So what's the tastiest radio station in the whole universe?
Five. The winner of the grocery bag giveaway from Triggs on Academy Drive, Stevens Point, for Hour 12 is Same Time Next Year. That's Same Time Next Year. To pick up your prize, bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with your team ID number label in it to the 90FM studios located at 1101 Reserve Street. Team standings as of Hour 11. In fifth place with 1,700 points is Graduates of a Lesser God. In fourth place with 1,790 points is Tin Man. And tied for second place with 1,805 points is Dad's Computers 35 Years of Trivia and Festivus for the Rest of Us. And in first place with 1,845 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. Here are the point values for questions in Hour 11. One question is worth 55 points. Question 1 is worth 55 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 30 points. Question 4 is worth 30 points. Question 5 is worth 25 points. Question 6 is worth 25 points. Question 7 is worth 200 points. And question 8 is worth 10 points. Again, that's question 1 is worth 55 points, question 2 is worth 10 points, question 3 is worth 30 points, question 4 is worth 30 points, question 5 is worth 25 points, question 6 is worth 25 points, question 7 is worth 200 points, and question 8 is worth 10 points. Question 1 of Hour 13. Tiddlywinks, pickup sticks, and whack-a-goth are fun games to play around the house. And now, the newest of play-at-home games arrives, Kitchen Floor Hoops. What is the first and last name of the fictional character who claims to have invented this exciting game? Question 1 of Hour 13. Tiddlywinks, pickup sticks, and whack-a-goth are fun games to play around the house. And now, the newest of play-at-home games arrives, Kitchen Floor Hoops. What is the first and last name of the fictional character who claims to have invented this exciting game?
Trivia 44 and Connor Godfrey.